I'd like to address a question statement to the bill sponsor. And again, I recognize and applaud your efforts in the area. I'm having a problem with the notion that we gather more information about what we already know, and we disseminate the information, and people still continue in a self-destructive mode. I don't oppose to spending the money if we achieve a goal. If we sing to the choir, preach to the choir, but we don't reach these people. I mean, young people know what causes babies. People know they should wash their hands before they eat. I mean, you don't put your outhouse upstream of where you get your water, even if you don't have piped water. People know that alcohol abuse and on, all these problems. I'm just not convinced that people aren't aware that these are dangers, but they're not taking personal responsibility to protect themselves. Now, maybe I'm missing it, but how is this commission going to get these people shaken by the scruff of the neck and say, shape up or you're going to die?
Well, you know, I agree with a lot of what you said, if not most of it. And I think what we're faced with here is the choir you refer to, unfortunately, keeps changing, for one thing, you know. And for another, we don't know. We know some things. You mentioned examples that we all know and that everyone should know, and we shouldn't have problems that stem from those things, you know. But there are also things that we don't know. And while it's true that there's a lot of information in the state, a lot of it's not utilized because it isn't brought together in any unified way. I'll give you an example. We have figures in the state that say, Dr. Nakamura can correct me and probably readily will do so if I'm wrong, that say, you know, of that we have 540 HIV positive people in this state. and that's alarming enough to begin with. Those are the ones we know about. And you know, not 0.5% of all Alaskans have even been tested. So we fear that it's the tip of an iceberg. And of those, to elaborate on, you know, the innocent bystander part of it, as opposed to responsible behavior, like I did with the tuberculosis thing. Of those numbers, 25% of the people in this state with full-blown AIDS, 25% of them got it between the ages of 10 and 19. Mm-hmm. And those aren't a bunch of little homosexual kids, you know, out there getting AIDS. It's not that kind of thing. This thing crosses all kind of lines, you know, everything from blood transfusions to everything else. And you can't tell me that a 10-year-old kid has the acumen to protect herself, you know, the way most of us would. We don't know who the enemy is in many cases, if you want to put it in that context. We don't know who the enemy is with tuberculosis, for example. Why the hell is it back here? Why does New York City have 35,000 new cases of it last month, you know? So I think you have to reach a middle ground between responsible behavior both by individuals and by society and protecting the innocent bystanders who can't protect themselves, because they then in turn endanger those of us who are responsible in any reason. You can't protect yourself against tuberculosis in this state or anywhere else.
And
you can know all you want to
and
about
if you're, it. And if your commission was in place, I still couldn't protect myself against tuberculosis.
Well, I don't know that.
Well,
this is a real high-powered commission, you know. They might have some good answers.
And they walk on water in brief periods of time. I'm not debate with you. And again, you're the goal, I think we're in agreement with.
Yeah.
How we apply this information so that it takes this is a concern. I'm sure.
Well,
I don't
want to another example. Another
dominate
example.
Here. We have other people that'd like to speak, but Representative Toohey and then Representative Davis.
Just a quick question, and I just want to applaud you and Dr. Nakamura for your pushing this. And if we get nothing out of this, we get recognition that this is an important thing that we do for the state. I think And I think your statement about the governor, if he doesn't know now, he will know the importance of public health very, very shortly, because we will all be bombarding him with it. And I think because of the whole upheaval of health care in this state and in the United States, that to splinter off with a group, I think, is probably going to be destructive. I think it's going to be redundant. I would like to see all of us that are sitting in this room today to be at every meeting that the governor's bill comes through or any other bill, and keep drumming for public health, because it is absolutely—I absolutely totally agree with you—that it's something that if we don't get recognize the importance of it, we're going to be.
Well, I for one, am totally prepared to amend the living dickens out of the governor's bill to cover public health.
And I think he's willing for that. He's waiting for it.
Dr. Nakamura.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would like to reflect on Representative Toohey's statement, and you're very right. What's critical and essential on this whole issue is the need for us first to recognize that public health is two things. One, it's a state. It's a state of health of the public. But it's also the need to identify a system that will assure that we retain the gains that we've made today and make additional gains in the future. That's not just prevention. The dialogue a lot has been on prevention. Prevention is critical and essential. Much of prevention is even done by the healthcare system that we're familiar with. Individual prevention, whether it's immunizations or cancer testing, these services are there. What's needed in this state is an equivalent, what we call a public health improvement plan, where we identify all those not only core functions but essential services that have to be in place to preserve these excellent health gains we've achieved, as well as those that we need. I'd like, if you don't mind, to share something with you, just that will help us understand what we're talking about. You're very right. This is part of a health care reform issue. It is part of. It's an infrastructure, if I may. It's an infrastructure to a healthcare system that has to be developed. This is the basis. This is public health. And if I may reflect a little bit on the Clinton healthcare plan, not that I'm endorsing or not endorsing the Clinton healthcare plan, but they've identified six essential issues any healthcare reform plan must address. They use the word simplicity, they use the word security, they use the word savings, quality, responsibility. If you look down the first column on the handout that I gave, you'll see that the definition of these terms under the usual definition of healthcare reform, for instance, in terms of savings, it's deductions or co-payments, reflecting on ways that we pay for health care services. If you look at security, it means universal coverage. All good. But if you think of this in terms of public health, which is, again, part of this reform package, not separate but part of, you see that the definitions are quite different. When we talk about issues like, and if I may borrow one of those, since I don't have one, so I won't make a wrong statement. If you look at something like security, we're talking about protections against environmental hazards and infectious diseases from food and waterborne agents, injury prevention and control. When we talk about simplicity, the healthcare reform in the clinical side talks about single claims forms for all plans. Under the public health definition, we're talking about unification of health data systems, so that we can get the data we need off the existing healthcare system to allow us to make the kinds of public health or population-based decisions we need. When we talk about savings under the healthcare reform definition, we're talking about control of premiums, increases, and the cost shifting. If you look at it from a public health perspective, you're talking about prevention of costly disease outbreaks, reductions in risk for costly chronic diseases and injuries. both very definitely tied together. No way you could separate these two as a part of a healthcare plan, but a very definite function. If you look at responsibility under the clinical or the healthcare reform side, we look at all who can pay are expected to pay 20% on premiums plus co-payments. If you look at the public health definition of responsibility, we're talking about prevention, education, community mobilization to prevent disease and injuries and promote healthy behaviors, safe environments, wise use of personal care services. If we look under the definition of quality for the healthcare reform discussion as it normally takes place, or refocusing on primary and preventive care, research to identify service delivery improvements. Under the public health definition, we would look at the use of public health outcomes monitoring, licensuring certifications to assess and assure personal care quality plans, alliance accountability, prevention, research and development. And last, and I'll get off the soapbox, is under the definition of choice. I definitely will defer. But under the general definition that we use for healthcare reform discussions, choice is maybe having three different plans to choose from, an insurance plan. But under the public health, it's a choice of preventing a disease rather than having to receive treatment. So no question, I agree with you, this is all part of a healthcare reform discussion and direction, but it's a very definitely defined service and process. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Betty Davis, had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you for bringing forth this bill so that there could be some discussion in the area. That's not to say that there hasn't been discussion about public health, because every meeting that I've attended during the last 8 or 9 months, as we worked on the two bills, the TRIPR and the other bill that was presented by Senator Duncan, public health came up from many aspects. I also want to thank Representative Sitton for his brave efforts to have the summit and the work that you've done in this area. I know that something good is going to come out of it. I don't know where your bill is going to end up, if it's going to carry your number, your name. I hear you saying that what you want is to improve public health in the state of Alaska, and that we have policies in place that will deal with those issues. All the things that Dr. Nakamura talked about, what public health does in the preventive stages in the upfront, does not save money. In the long run, it does save money. What we're talking about now is that health care is out of hand and we need cost containment. What I'd like to see happen is I don't know what this commission can do. I mean, the things that you laid out, they can do that. But to have a commission does not mean that it will take care of all of the problems that you cited. It will not. It would have to be other components involved to do that. And what I'm saying is that every bill that we got on the table need to be looked at. The governor's bill, your bill, the other bill, all of them. And at some point, maybe we will come up and craft out what we as legislators feel that have to happen. Yeah. Where it be your number or the other two numbers there. That's where we need to be going from there. I don't know if it need to be done in the HES committee or if we need to forward your bill on to the finance. I would love to say that this is our one opportunity as people, as members of the HES committee, people that know a whole lot about health issues. We're on this committee. I'd rather work on it here than to work on it, have them work on it in finance. I believe that I have expertise that will be valuable in crafting what you want to happen. And so this is a hearing. I don't know what you have in mind, Mr. Chairman, to do with this, but I think we should take the public testimony. I think we should work on this issue and make sure that we do not leave out the component of public health. I was going to ask that Dr. Nakamura say what he felt, because as you can see, department people are saying one thing about one bill, and he's saying, hey, I'm here for public health, and I'm looking out for it. That's what you're saying. We need somebody to look out for all the entities. But in the end, it's got to be one. And if it's all tied up into this, I don't know what number it's going to be, but we should not let anything pass out of here that would not address public health. be it with the commission or not with the commission. There has to be a commission. Is it going to be a commission under the name of public health, or is it going to be a commission up under the name of health care, which would include public health? It would be one of the components. And that we would have input coming from the consumers, the people out there that's going to utilize these things, so that we can come up with the plan that's going to be sufficient for us. We do have to do something regardless of what they do in D.C. We have to make some changes here. We can no longer continue to pay the money that we're paying and increase our money that we're paying for health care by 15% and 20% on a yearly basis.
Right, exactly.
And so at some point, yeah, we began. And so with the commission, I want a commission. Maybe not necessarily a public commission, but I want one. And I want to thank you for all the work that you have put into this. And I do believe that we're on the right track. We're discussing it, and I hope that this is going to be beneficial to all of us.
If I might just break in for a moment, Representative Sitton is in great demand in Fairbanks shortly to model some interesting attire. And so we're going to have to excuse him. But my thoughts are certainly echo Representative Betty Davis in that if we want something done right, we ought to do it ourselves. And I think you've heard expressed here, we want to see how your bill would mesh with what the governor's bill is coming down the pike. It's not an attempt to throttle your bill, but we will keep it in committee and ask for your help as we try to move forward. Whatever moves forward, we'll assume it's going to be something reflects in large measure the work that you've put in to get the bill this far. If it doesn't, I'm sure you'll be happy in the knowledge that virtue has its own reward.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm certainly have confidence in the ability of this committee to represent those interests. The only thing I'd point out in reference to other bills and to the meshings and things that go on, I'd refer you to Tennessee Williams, who was talking certainly in another context when he warned about or complained about the necessity for relying on the kindness of strangers. I would just suggest to you, with all due respect, that we don't want any pie in the sky, oblique, vague reference to public health. I want specifics.
Correct.
I don't care whose bill is in, but I want specific provisions. It's my concern.
And as I said, we will invite your full participation. Representative Gary Davis had a comment or a question, but I know you're under time pressure, and I think you could feel free to leave. I'll take care of his question for you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't be long. I started, and I want to applaud Joe and Dr. Nakamura and even Betty. I really enjoyed your
even Betty
her the comment. It was great. She took a lot of my thunder. Relating to the fiscal note, and I relate it to the words in the Constitution indicated in some of the backup here. It says the legislature shall provide for the promotion and protection of public health. I think in this whole context of health reform and this public health initiative here, I think we even are looking for some more wording there, even changing that. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, what has it meant? Public health was probably the core of our health and social services, and what sort of recognition is it given now in a $600 million budget? I mean, very little. I mean, that's probably more of a crisis in future years as far as escalating costs and cost to the state. That's probably more a crisis than the constitutional budget reserve. So I think we need to start there, and probably the core of that is prevention, and I think that's where we need to look. You can certainly make a point for different types of prevention, saving large costs, catastrophic costs down the line. I don't think there's any problem there. It's the timing, and I think back again to Representative Betty Davis, I certainly agree that I'd certainly like to see it here and do a lot of hashing out and study and research right here at this level.
And on that note, I'll thank you all for your participation. At 4:45, we will close this meeting. Just by way of announcement, tomorrow we will hear House Bill 409, an AFDC demo project, and House Bill 84 amended.